They're right. You must have been drifting out there for quite some time. Someone give me a flask of water. Alright, thank you. Step back and give us some. Here, take a sip. Steady now. Not too much at a time. That's it. Good. Now, can you tell me your name? Where you hail from? Greenwater Isle, eh? Pretty far then, ain't ya? Are you a sailor? Good, good. Where are ya? Well, you'd be aboard the Jolly Roger. I'm her captain, and that lot there is my crew. Fetched you right out of the seaweed, it. Saw you float along some old planks. Birds circling about. Thought you might be a goner. Glad to see that wasn't the case. But, I think you've been out in the sun quite long enough. Why don't you come down with me below? These are my quarters here. Where I do all my business. What's that? Well, that, my jolly sailor boat, is a map. Where does it lead to? Where do all good maps lead to? Treasure, of course. Great big lot of it too, if it must be true. It's just a matter of getting there, that's the trouble. These are mighty dangerous waters. You said you're a sailor. What happened to you that left you drifting out at sea? Something happened to your crew? Your ship? Or did you simply get yourself tossed overboard? Can't remember. Well, give us some time, mate. The sun will cook your brain for sure. But it'll come back to you. I only ask because they say within these waters lurks something big, terrible. They say she's a big beast that'll swallow a ship and crew whole and leave no room to tell the tale. Of course, I write it off as just an old fish tale. If there were no survivors left to tell the story, then how did the story come about in the first place, eh? Of course, you never know. There are some remarkably strange and unexplainable things out there. By the way, it's kept these waters clear of competition. That treasure has been sitting pretty for the taking since my anchorman had all his teeth. So, you got any specialties? If you didn't notice, got a bit of a skeleton crew at the moment. We could use another hand on deck. I take good care of my crew. You won't go hungry and of course, you'll get a cut of any of the treasure we find. We'll be coming up on land shortly. Should only take about a day to collect the treasure from there, then a few more to return to port. Until then, I'll get you some dry clothes, some food, a place to sleep. When we dock back at Black Beach, let me know what you've decided. If you decide to come aboard, then welcome you. If you decide to come aboard, you'll be a welcomed addition. If not, you can take your chances getting back to Greenwater from Black Beach. Which shouldn't be too hard. Ships go by there all the time. Think about it. Go get Solly off the bridge. Tell him I said to fix you up. Get some rest, mate.